And an Italian court raises the sentences for 23 CIA agents convicted of abducting an Egyptian cleric in 2003 in Milan. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, millions of Muslims across the world have mourned the martyrdom anniversary of the Prophet of Islam's grandson, Imam Hussein. The occasion, known as Ashura, marks the 10th day of the lunar month of Muharram, which this year falls on December the 16th. This is when the third Shia Imam was martyred, along with 72 of his companions, while fighting for justice during the Battle of Karbala in the year 680. Seen as one of the most important occasions in the Shia Muslim calendar, Ashura is both a day of sorrow and inspiration. Every year, Muslim men, women, and children take to the streets dressed in black to mourn the death of the Prophet's grandson. Well, let's take a closer look at Ashura's mourning ceremonies across Iran and other parts of the world.
خیمه گاهون سنون غم فزادی خیمه گاهون سنون غم فزاد
من واهمه از تیر ند
حسین من حسین من حسین من حسین من کی می شود خون خدا گیرم بغل قبر تو را
Well, the Turkish Prime Minister has attended Ashura Day commemorations in Istanbul in a message of unity between Sunni and Shia Muslims. This was the first time Erdogan joined the Ashura Day since coming to power in 2002. Press TV's Jody Sabral reports.
Thousands of Turkish Shia braved freezing temperatures to commemorate the death of Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura. They walked through Istanbul streets beating their chests, as is the religious ritual to feel the suffering of Imam Hussein at Karbala. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan attended the commemorations this year, a first since his party came to power in 2002. Erdogan's message was one of unity between Shia and Sunni Muslims, he himself a follower of the Sunni Hanafi faith.
I hope that your fasting and your worship is acknowledged by God. This is a big day of mourning for Imam Hussein and his followers who lost their lives in Karbala. We stand here in remembrance of them. God is our witness for them. The Prophet Muhammad says that those who love Hussein and Hassan also love me.
People here told us that although they were in mourning, the Prime Minister's message was one of hope.
The Prime Minister gave us a clear sign of the day of Ashura. We are pleased with this message.
The former Iranian Foreign Minister echoing this message by calling on Muslims to stand steadfast in the face of those who want to spread havoc in the Islamic world.
In today's world, there are different powers fighting against Islam with propaganda. They are against the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Islamic world is under pressure.
This perhaps a reference to the latest attacks in Iran, an attack the Turkish Prime Minister strongly condemned. Every year, Turkish Shia reenact the Battle of Karbala, as is their tradition. However, bloodletting is forbidden here. Every year, Turkish Shia perform their religious duty by